I'd begin to think that... Okay, he was pretty steamed up about the hotel business, but let me hasten to point out that I felt terrible about it. Honest. In my deepest heart of hearts, I knew that I had played a small but tiny role in getting him, us, thrown out of Mrs. Grundy's place. Slim must have noticed that I was suffering under a terrible burden of guilt, because after driving another mile or two, he said, "Oh, well, I was ready to leave anyway." After another 2 miles, he was feeling better. "I've got me a cowboy job waiting up in Montana. I've always wanted to punch cows in the mountains." "Oh, good. Great. Montana was fine with me." Then he looked at me and said, "You know, if we're going to ride all the way to Montana together, I need to give you a name." "Fine. My name is Hank." Slim thought about that for a minute. "How about Noodle? It kind of captures your personality." I stared at him. Noodle? I would never answer to the name Noodle. Never. Why, I had never been so insulted. Slim shook his head. "Or how about Doofus?" "Doofus? What was the deal here? Hey, if he was going to give me a new name, at least he could come up with one that had some dignity." He gave me a grin. "Just kidding, pup. How about Hank?" "Hank? Well, okay, I could live with Hank since that was my real name." "Hank the cow dog. How does that sound?" Hank the cow dog sounded... okay. It sounded pretty good, actually. Yes, Hank the Cowdog would be fine with me. I would wear the name with pride, and I had a feeling that the day would come when people all over the state of Montana would... Uh-oh. Unless I was badly mistaken, something bad had just happened to the pickup motor.